You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Good morning to you, Crystal. Let's start in Eritrea there. The UN Security Council lifting sanctions.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. So, of course, I think there's excitement in Asmara. This, as the UN Security Council is set to vote today to lift a nearly decade-old arms embargo and targeted sanctions on the country. Now, the 15 member states had, in fact, met on Monday to negotiate the final details of this resolution that will immediately remove the sanctions that's been imposed on the country since 2009. Of course, the UN Security Council had accused Eritrea of supporting armed groups like Al-Shabaab in Somalia, but a recent report to the Security Council had found no evidence that this was happening. And so the resolution will need 9 votes in favor and no vetoes by the US, China, Russia, Britain or France. And so the vote is likely to be adopted unanimously. So it will immediately remove the arms embargo and targeted sanctions, travel and asset freeze on the country. And of course, its neighbors, Ethiopia and Somalia, have already welcomed the expected lifting of the sanction and vowed to support Asmara and the Eritrean administration as it regains its place in Africa, and they say this will enhance peace and development and cooperation in the Horn of Africa region. Of course, there's one thing that the UN Security Council wants. They want Eritrea and Djibouti to patch up their differences and work towards to settle a very disputed border area dispute that's been going on for the past few years. Bongani.
Peace in our lifetime. Botswana now wants a restructuring of the African Union ahead of the Heads of State Summit in Ethiopia later this week.
Yes, what's quite interesting, Bongani, you know, under the former president, Ian Khama, he literally dismissed the African Union. He never attended any of the Heads of State summits, and he just, you know, was not very interested in what was happening. And if he said something, it was usually a very critical remark on the working of the African Union. But the new president, Mokgweetsi Masisi, has been quite vocal since taking office and also regaining its place on African issues at the African Union and also economically. So the president is saying they want to see the restructuring of the continental body to be able to address the pertinent and urgent challenges on the continent. So he's, of course, speaking ahead of that summit that's starting on Friday and that will go through the weekend with all the heads of state that will be in Addis Ababa to discuss these issues. Now, of course, the African Union, we know that the reform is quite tedious. I mean, it's a very bureaucratic organization. To get things done takes forever, and for them to come up with resolutions or action, always, if we think of Somalia or if we think of other conflict zones, it never quite happens overnight. And of course, a big part of it is the fact that the financial autonomy, the African Union still rely a large percentage of their budget from outside donors, and of course some of the big countries on the continent like South Africa and Algeria.
Yeah.
And so it's looking at that model of funding. And so, of course, the reality is heads of state will be in Addis Ababa. This is the official agenda, Bongani. Whether we will hear that official agenda is questionable, because when EU leaders meet, you know, there's all sorts of other issues that usually come to the fore. But they will be meeting, and the restructuring of the AU is on the agenda.
A very interesting proposal by Botswana. Crystal Alderson will leave it there for this morning's Africa Report.